Call. Let us know. Winter time.
I've been there for
47 years there.
37? Well, now you came in 1910, you said.
Yeah, 1910, I worked on a railroad, you know. Railroads was that time, too. Railroads. Because this country bring foreign people here to fix the railroads, to put bottom in the railroads, you see. That's all you can get, 15 cents an hour, 10 hours. I'm telling you, miserable. And then you got to work in hard to keep that. You got to work in hard. And I come to this country in June 12, 1909. I stay in New York for 2 months. I thought I like it there. Well, I got some friends there. And come from old country, you see, have business there. You don't pay nothing, pay $15 a month. No room. Of course, eat there, but there no room. No laundry. Well, I stayed 2 months then. Some of those boys, you know, were together in old country was there, you see. They hold me there. I left there. I come here in Spokane in August, around 16, 18 August. And I catch the job on an extra game. I work in 2 years in extra game jobs. Sections, $1.50 a day, 10 hours. The foreman stay right there behind you. You run to the work, they tell you, you do the work this way, or you go. Well, too close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else was in, how big was the crew? And one of the extra crew. How big?
Oh, extra crew, extra gang, you mean?
Yeah.
60, 70 men. Extra gang. But the section was 5, 6 people, you know, they stay there in section. They got places, you know. They got house, they come and got homes there with you, for the section. But not very good life, and you don't get nothing. And get section up to the mountains, you know, can't get no meat, can't get no nothing. Got to eat bread and butter and beans. Can't get nothing. Too far. And I left at that time, go to Portland, Idaho. In spring. That mill starts cut lumber June 23, 1911. I went out there mill in summer and can't get no job. I come back and get down Port Lodge. And I went up the 18th October. I got job that time.
At the mill?
Yeah, I stay there. I work in the mill 15 years.
What did you start at in the mill? What was the first job you did?
Oh, yeah. When you go in the mill that days, do anything, practically do anything if you don't know anything to work, you know. If you know, you don't savvy anything, in the mill there's a lot of jobs there, you know, you got to know about it. And I don't know nothing, and the first time I've been in the mill, well, I stay there pretty close all summer. I got job there, little job, not very much. 2.5 a day, 10 hours. And next year, 12, I got steady job. Little money, $3.50 now. No, you see, now.
$3.50 a day?
$3.50 a day, yeah.
Was it still 10-hour day?
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah. 10 hours a day to 18. First 18, 1918, was 10 hours. I stayed in that job 9 years, hard work. They make him $4, $4.50, $6 during the first war. He gets $6. And after the war, you know, he gets $4, a little loan, $5, $4. And I put 9 years in that job, and then after that, I had another job in the mill then. I didn't like it very much. I quit. I worked down the planer for the last 7 years in the planer, you know. And, well, the potlatch take the mill out.
Sweaty.
Take the mill out, stop the mill. The last was 1920 in December, no more. Before Christmas, 1920 before Christmas. And stops. No, 1930.
1930, yeah.
Before Christmas.
Yeah, that was the end?
The end, yeah. Well, working a couple of years there, you know, to ship the lumber out, you know, they had a lot of lumber in the yard. And then I connect with the woods there with the lumberjacks. I work the rest to 50.
In the woods?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I had my home there, you know, I can't go no place. And I had 3 houses there. And I worked carpenter with the company carpenters, the crew there, for a while. I like that. But I like steady job, you know. I don't like jump from here to the yellow, you know. That's no good. Elk River was putting nice place. Summertime, you can't find no other place like that. But winter comes between 12 and 13. Get 9 feet snow right in the depot there. 9. Out the camps at 12 feet. You bet. You can't see the depot at all. Cover up. Takes train to come to Elk River over 2 weeks. The Elk River people go that way from go to Elk River. And Bobville people comes to this way, you know, and the other fellow from there. Yeah. Train comes 2 weeks to come there. It was bad. Well, that's the highest snow I see in my life.
Huh. Oh boy, that sounds high. What did the people do? Could they get around in that snow?
Well, sure. A lot of people working too. Working down the yard, open up the roads there, take the lumber out. The yard was piled there, you know. Over 60 million feet lumber, that yard there, in summer. And machine shops, and big machine shops. They had power places there, you know, fixed electricity. had a lot of work, but a lot of people working. I think I worked in two for a while in a planner. And
I want to ask you a little more about the extra gang, working on the extra gang.
Yeah.
Would you tell me, I guess I've heard that was harder work than almost any other work around. Was that really hard work?
Well, I tell you, that depended on the foreman, you know. You know, one man got there. Like extra gang was... My extra gang that time I get job was around 70 men, all foreigners, you see. The most Greek people, you know.
Mostly Greek people?
Yeah. And all lots of Greek people down spoke at that time. All nationality. And they got the turban there too. They talk English, you know, with a foreman. A lot of boys talking English, you know, young fellas talk English. Yeah, but they got to have turban there. Well, that foreman was bad on drinking too much. Was right there in Greenacres up this way. Working there for years. Up and down that railroad called Lean Spokane. And drinking too much, you don't know what the hell doing, you know, that make the people hard work. Well, one day, that time you don't have no machinery to move the dirt, you know. You don't have no machinery. By hand, pile them up the dirt in rocks like that big, in flight cars. There. And when fill them up, the train take them away. That foreman stay on the side there. First time get job there, they tell you. Well, said gentlemen, I want this way. They got to be this way. Anytime you fill your shovel, dirt, that dirt supposed to go in a car. Not spread them before go to the car. See? They got to go exactly where it belongs. Well, you know, sometimes that dirt, you don't go all in a car, you know. They can him call a few that time.
Can them?
Can him 3-4 the one time. After a couple of days. The carpenter we had then, he don't like him very good. And they told him if he do that again, that time, you know, like here, you know, but this time, see? This time, foreman, you can't do anything like that time. You know. And, well, he said, Jim, he said, I tell you, said, if anybody, you don't do the work, out. You make a difference with my brother, out. Well, Jim, looking for a place, you know, to move him out, Yale Company. Later on, some Yugoslavs come around, you know, talk to him. Kick our gang out and put them gang on, you know. Same amount too, 60, 70 people. We lost the job. But now it's different altogether. The foreman, he can do anything he wants. It's all right, if you don't do the work, they got to say something, but if you don't do the work, you don't bother you. Now, that days slavery. American that days had big slavery. Special that people come from all countries. All nationalities come this country. Fix that railroads, you know. After fixed railroads, after first war, practically railroads, he was ready to fix it. And, American 1917, declared war in Germany. It was different that time, you see. A lot of work, you know, around the country. And I was examination. I get involved 1st December 1918. But that time, 11th of November, you know, made peace. You know?
Ended.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of junks that days.
A lot of what?
A lot of work that days. Oh, they take that, the only thing.
Yeah, yeah. Does that?
Huh?
Yeah, that's what it does. Well, so you went, did you go in the army?
No, I never go. I missed, I see now. Supposed to go 1st December. You don't go 11 November, you quit, you see, before December comes. I didn't go that time. It was around 15 boys from Elk River. Register, examine, all that. Examine down Norfino, you know. Well, I had very good friends in Elk River, and sometimes I lived there for 45 years. And it was a pretty good place. Forest, snow, sometimes you don't have to go out if you don't work, and see? Stay home. Special winter time, before first war, that mill no work in winter time. 3 months, maybe 4 months. Start to repair, and takes a little time to start over again, see? And I got good life in that country there. I married 1920. I had pretty good home. I'm building 2 more homes there. And that last one was around big house, you know, cost me quite a bit of money. And I lost him. When come and take the mill out, you know, they start to move the company, sold the houses there, take everything out, even doors and windows, and pipes, toilets and bathrooms, everything, take them out, see? You know how you're doing that? Take them down to Port Lodge, pile them up in the yard there. Pile them up in the yard. Throw them, pile them in the yard there, you see?
Just throw them out?
Take him out from there and take him down to Port Lodge, see? You don't put him inside, but outside, hear him outside. That machine make the electricity, was outside too. I seen him. I been down Port Lodge, Paula told me, come on, he said, and see the things we working for. We went there, see, all that stuff, company moving from there. You don't use him nothing. Outside get rotten, you know.
He just got thrown away.
That's all. And moving a lot of homes. The most homes go to Diri, Moscow. And between Moscow and Diri, they get a lot of homes there. I didn't get mine. I didn't get away mine. No worth nothing, but nobody come there to ask me for. But 1950, I retired, 1950. And I worked for fire patrol for 2 years, 51, 52. And I come here in 52 in Spokane, in August. Well, I got 3 acres of land up this way in the valley, I had not sure to move out from there because Mrs. No feel very good the most of the time. No doctor take the hospitals out. No doctor. And no drugstore there, but no medicine. Only no doctor, drugstore in Europe can't buy my medicine there. That costs money, that medicine. I told him that drugstore was a good friend of mine, Mr. William Morris. He's dead a long time ago, 25 years now. His son is there now. He said, John, he said, that's a big proposition, he said, about that medicine. That's prescription medicine, he said. Cost a lot of money. I can't afford it, he said, to bring him here. See? Because I can't sell them, Anybody who was sick, he said, went down to Moscow. Go to a hospital there and see a doctor. And I got nothing to do with that. He had medicine, that's all he had. Well, 1954, in spring, I come here, up to the place I had, start to build a home, and I build them too. I move here in Valley in 55 in October. Stay there about 20 years, pretty close. Mm. Mm. And I come around, I get old, I can do the work. I see now how that coming. That's funny, they catch me here for Sam. I had strawberry patch outside, I had big garden, good garden. But that time I don't have very much because too much work, I can't do it. I had little garden for my own use. And I had nice place. Fruit trees, I put up fruit trees there. Grapes, everything. I had the best place. And I had a little patch of strawberries, In the morning I get up early in the morning, 6 o'clock, I was up. Winter and summer. I get up around 6 o'clock and wash it. I got to get some strawberries. I take the can, a little bit can, and one there. Strawberry is good straight, you see?
Yeah.
And clean. Wore them up anytime needed, and was clean. All the rows was clean. I can't stay enough to pick them, that damn strawberry. Well, I said to myself, I'm going to need to catch him some. I will run down and knee, And get from the road to the road close there, fill him up that can I had. I can get up.
Oh.
Less was level, Kasha. I can get up. Nothing to get a hold of there to get up. And get round outside the strongest, move out outside strongest. Try to get up, no. I had hell of a time to get up. Well, I take him in. Mrs. get up, fix the breakfast. I said, this Stromberg I got today, if you want some tomorrow, you're going to pick him up. Yeah, that's tomorrow, I said. Well, I told him what I got, you know, myself, and I had some kids go around there, you know, all the time. I told them, pick them up, the strawberries, and they pick them. And I told Mrs. that day, you know, we get tired here at this place now. I had lawn in the front house, on the sides, on the back, fruit trees to spray them, to take care of them, you know. I had grapes there. That got to the girl. And, well, garden, you don't amount anything because you don't make it big. But I like them apples too. I had delicious apples, that two trees, pretty good sized trees, my God. Gets around 15 bucks of apples every year. Yeah, big. And, she said, what do you think? You were quit. Got to go someplace. No doctor here. Close. I got to go to doctor way down opportunity, you know. I had car. I had pickup. First time I went, I come there. And I had it 2 years. And I won't get to renew my license, I can't make it.
Hmm.
My eye go what I have. My hearing no good. I had 3-4 days go there every day. Come tomorrow, all right, come tomorrow. 3 days I think I go for sure. And well, that the last day, I called the headman over there. Well, I said, I got 3 days here with 4 days with the day. And can get the last, you can tell me what's the matter with him? Watch him, wait a minute, sure. He looked the books there, he went and looked there. He said, Mr. Yamada, this is some sort to tell you, he said, but he's not job for you, he said, go to learn anything. You don't have to learn anything, your license is clear. Your eye, not very good. Your hearing going to begin to lose them. That's what's the matter with me. I quit, sold the car. Yeah, born.
Well?
I stayed there for 20 years. That place supposed to worth around $35,000. Everything, you know, land and house. I had big home. 3 bedrooms. Full basement. Fixed the basement. Everything, you know. And for everything I get pretty close to $25,000. I didn't get all of them either now, but that was fun. Oh, was pretty good place, but too much work.
Yeah.
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 Well, finger up with the missus to go in all country. 63 years I never get back there. Well, that is a big story. Well, missus said that I'm going to cost money. You know, that money I get from the property, you know, I cost me $415 a year in for the taxes for that place.
Huh.
I got to pay that. All that money and the banks and things like that, you know, not much money.
I have to say all that things.
Oh, that's well, okay. That's okay.
You don't bother you.
I want to talk mostly about back in the old days, but I enjoy hearing some of this.
Oh, well, sure. Sure.
I do. IWWs and the Wobblies.
Yes, I was in. That time, I think 23 in June. I'm not sure, but I think 22 and 23 start that strike. In Elk River, all over the sawmills around this part of the country, Inland Empire. And stop for 3-4 of those fellas, you know, come around. They call it the Iron Dombu and Dombu, you know. See? Sell it. We got all carts. Everybody got carts with them. And old man Bloom is the superintendent there. Was a nice man. And he put shine right there in the door there before get in the gate. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, they're going to have a meeting in the mill. Well, yeah, next day, 3 o'clock, my people comes from planer, no, from the timber, no, from the camps. Planer and sawmill and machine shop and all that stuff working there. A lot of people working there, you know. And he said, these guys here, he said, they got sell cards. Members make a lot of members pretty close. All you fellas got that cards. But that card's not worth nothing. That IWW is Russian propaganda. And anybody who wants that way they want it, that people is be out in job. Well, people, they, you know, they got families, they got kids, they got the homes, you know. You don't like to stop out of a job. He said, anybody wants go to work, raise your hands. Everybody raise your hands. Okay. But the strike is on. Strike is on over a month and a half. 2-3 months was, but around Elk River was a month and a half. He can't get no logs. Lumberjacks no go to no cut logs. All right, that mill people working and planer working is all right, ship the lumber out, all right, but no logs comes. Stop right there. And 1918, first December, first January, 1918, make him 8 hours from 10, you know. You know, lumberjacks. I working one week in the camp. I got no. When that camp get job, winter time you don't have no work, you know.
He asked you for the World War I.
Mill notion.
He's telling me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mill no working, when working there. Company got his own beds and lumberjacks, they got to carry all that business, you know. Before, see, they got to have blankets, they got to have cooking outfits, they got to have shaving outfits. But I at the home, I didn't get mad. Just go there and see. I stay 1 week. I didn't like it. Not much work, but I didn't like it, you know. That's all, I quit. And later on, the mill, no starts, you know. The working two carriages, three carriages that mill had, but working two. And take him down one. When start no timber comes, when timber stops, stop all of them.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, next year, 1917, talk about 17, how the war starts. War starts 17th, 1927, I think it starts, in September. At that time, he can't quit the work, you know. The government, they don't let you to quit the work, see? You got to work, then do the work, that's all. 19 comes, 1918, first New Year comes 8 hours.
Huh?
Yeah. Before get 8 hours, people suffer in the camps. They got to carry everything with him, everything already needed. And that company got the beds there, no good for nothing. Blankets. Boards, okay. And after that, the company put up over 30-40 men, carpenters, to build the camps. Put up nice, any camps was old buildings, you know, make them better inside. And had beds outside for old people, you know, for everybody, see. They had a roof, house outside, had showers there, and beds there, everything clean, you know, make a difference. If you go there once, like 10 people, you could find the place, big place. And they got put good beds. That house is good clothes on, you know, and lumberjacks throw them away the back socks.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did the IWW do that?
Yeah, bet your life IWW do that. Well, I belong, but I didn't show up anything, you know. I had card, but I didn't show up anything. Nobody knows I had card or not. That boy sold the car to his friend of mine, and I told him, he work in the mill too. I said, probably get that car, but I don't want to know nobody. Maybe going to be trouble if he knows, people knows, the company knows about nobody. You don't tell nobody. I don't want to tell nobody, said, no, except you. No, nobody. But a lot of people think, you know, I had a car because I was with them, you see, out to work. What if you few fellas work in the planner? Some old fellas there. American orders and keep going the planner a little bit, but you don't do no good. You don't put enough lumber to ship out, you know. Yeah.
Did most of the guys had cards in the mill?
Oh yeah, sure. Sure, but you don't say nothing,
yeah.
You don't say nothing. But when quit, oh hell, he said, I was doing right long.
What?
One fella, that fella sell the cards. He was in the army, but quit that time. I don't know, right, more a little too old. He sell the cards, you know, but he get kind of mad with it. And sell it. He sell the cards. And I don't know what the hell he get mad, quit, no, can't quit. And, well, after mill open, he had job in the mill. After mill open, he come to work. I don't know, some kind of stool pitching to him, you know, lay off him. He went to office. He was putting good education in our language, he talk good English too. He don't notice it if he's a foreigner, talk good English. He go to office, see the old Bloom. Paul Bloom said, George, he said, I'm sorry, he said, because you sell cards to the people here. And you on that line, he said, I can't hold on that job, he said. I'm sorry, he said. Left Elk River, no, you can't work no the other jobs.
Mm. He couldn't work any other job either?
No. That man, it's good for him. He went to Spokane. He was kind of sick a little bit, you know, was very healthy. Catch him, the boys collect him over $500 in Elk River. Go to doctor. You don't like go to Moscow. He went to Spokane. You know what he's doing? You find another guy who open up one place there, Solovushki, see, and play cards. He was good play cards, good gambling, you know. And he's dead now, but he come out around $200,000-$300,000.
What was his name?
George Manos.
George Manos?
Yeah. And he married, they had one son. His son took care of the business now. And he had that horse run, you know, there. It belonged to him, 75%. That ground there.
Huh.
Yeah, and his father is a partner. You don't take care of the money, throw him away. You don't have no money at the time. Penny, that time he died. George Berry.
What did you think about Bloom said that it was from Russia? What did you think about that? Did you believe that the IWW was Russian?
No. I tell you about Bloom. He talks quite a few times there, you know. He said, come this country from Sweden. Said, I come this country from Sweden. Just I got common school, he said, there. No high school. Oh, I heard him quite a few times.
Oh, I meant the IWW. I thought he said the IWW was from Russia.
That's bullshit. I heard that with all my ears. talking about. No, it was real 100% Swedish.
No, I mean the IWW, the Wobblies.
Yeah.
They're from Sweden. Where were they from?
Well, they claim that... No, they don't claim from Sweden. From Russia.
You think that was true?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Nobody knows, you know?
Yeah.
But Russia, you don't like this country very much. And Russia come between 14 and 15, had that revolution, you know. Go for a hell at that time, all over. Oh, Russia is good, the best, a lot of work, hell, nothing. And he can beat this country because they got good system. See? They got good system, keep going to that system. And they got money all the time. The money, this country, the money goes in White House from all directions. From all over the direction. And you can't beat this country. No country beat this country. No. It's a country is the best for every country. Russia. Russia people conquer there. No good. Europe. I've been back in Europe. I stayed there for 15 months. I've been in Greece. I come from there. I'm born there.
Did you like Greece when you were back?
That's good. It's good. Nice, quiet, you know. No kill the people like this country and steal them, anything like that. You don't have that. No. You got $15 in the pocket, you go out nights, you don't scare somebody going to hit you, to take the money. No. Yeah, it was pretty good this time I was there.
Listen, I wanted to ask you, what happened to most of the Greek people that came from Greece that worked there around Elk River? Most of them, where did they go?
Move out. Move out, the most back east, and a lot of them go all country. Yes, a lot of them back east, yeah, but some died. There was an age at that time. I stay in Elk River.
Oh, you shouldn't talk too much.
I stay in Elk River, I like that country there, and I didn't have no experience for business, to make business. I said to myself, I'm going to get here. When company going to kick me out, I go out. That's all. I stay with the company for 45 years.
That's enough. Hey, John, that's enough.
Huh?
Can we talk about another 10 minutes? That's all I have left. Then I'll come back some other time, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Working this country. I find them, before too was bad, like the people talks about at that time was here, you know. This country was the worst people to work in, worst country to work in. And then you don't have no system for the workers. And put the immigration, that time I come, people come over 6,000-7,000 that boat. And I ask fella there, what the hell did these people go? Go, said. How many boats come on yet? He said, come on every day. 5,000-6,000 every day. 15,000-20,000 a day. A lot of boats come here. What the hell go? Well, go here in the United States, probably get in. Cheap that day, you see. That money makers easier make money, you know, to with cheap wages.
They made money off of the guys that worked.
Yeah, sure, 15 cents an hour. I make $36 a month. I worked in railroads 2 years. I quit. I went in lumber business, you know. I'm better, a little better, you know.
What did you do on the railroad? What was your job?
Everything, pick and shovel. You work hard too. You know, the time put up these railroads here, they had gravel, all right, but that gravel gone. Railroads go out every day in different places in the country. They got to put gravel all over and open up the immigration. People come here with thousands. I fixed the railroads in 1915-16. That was pretty good already, fixed them already. That's all they wanted. Now, this country, they got hard time. Before, I come here, Wilson was president.
Huh.
No, Taft. Taft was president, and Wilson get after. Taft was Republican. Wilson was Democrat.
They had pretty... don't remember, but remember.
He does remember.
Yeah, sure. I know, I remember all the presidents since I come here.
Oh, get it out.
Wilson...
You want a coffee?
If it's not hard to make.
Well, it's all right. That's ready.
Okay. Wilson.
That war time comes real hard for the old man, but they're making pretty good. Well, next... Republicans get in. What the hell they call that man? Pick him up from Chicago. Pepper had the biggest newspaper in Chicago. They elect him. I forgot his name. And he went around.
Green and Shepherd?
No. Thank you.
He went around, you know, talked to the people around, and he died in San Francisco. He get poisoned in San Francisco. His vice president.
Became president.
Yeah, he was president.
Yeah.
Vice president, that fellow was pretty good. I forgot his name. Anyhow, after him, you know, good was pretty good that year for work.
It was pretty good.
Huh?
Hoover no was good.
Getting a Hoover, 1930. Coolidge was vice president.
Right, Coolidge.
Yeah, and then Coolidge was a good man. Yeah, he opened up the country a little bit, you know. Well, whoever comes, time up everything.
Uh-huh.
Time up. Me up from 1930 to 40,
I think
we're working here and a half all together.
No work at all.
Jump here and there, you know. No work. No work at all. Relief. Dollar a day. I told him, I don't go work a dollar a day. I don't go in. Yeah, relief. Dollar a day. I'm telling you what's bad on. And Roosevelt was on. President after Hoover, you know, close the banks. The first day he get in. Latham Banks was
drunkards, was that it?
Lumberjacks and drink too much. A lot of lumberjacks working in the woods. No making difference if we put all the summer in the fall, you don't have no money. That's what you might have companies keep them in the woods. You know. Broke all the time. You know.
The companies kept them broke?
Every Saturday night comes down to town. Drunk for afternoon Sunday. Yeah. Afternoon go to camp.
You telling me for the big checks, I know.
Yeah.
What about the gambling? Did they gamble a lot?
In the camp, he gambled in the camp.
After the camps, you know,
not
down to town.
No, in town, no.
You ever remember the gambling, what the gambling used to be like in the camps?
Just poker.
Well, no, all the time. Have some, but not all the time, you know, in the camps, see? They watch him. If he plays, somebody tell the sheriff, you know, they go, they catch him quite a few times. Go there at night, so, about 10 o'clock. 1 o'clock in the morning. Saturdays, no work Sundays, you know, Saturdays stay longer, you know. Saturday nights. And lumberjacks, you don't make no good life. You don't have no homes. The most, 95% is single.
Is what?
Single, no married. And I know a fella, he was a good lumberjack. He stays in my house, his family. He had 3 kids, small. He don't work in there, working down the Clark. You know where the Clark is? Between Bougainville and St. Mary's.
Oh yeah, Clark, yeah.
Went down to Clark in the camp, they're a different company. He come up 4th July. He was broke. He said to me, John, he said, I haven't got my check yet. He said, when I get back, I get it. I'll change for a few dollars. Not very much, I said, mister, and I don't have very much. Because I don't want to give him, you know, because I know he drink it, you see. Well, I said, here, $5, I said. You go get groceries for your family. Thank you. He went down, get whiskey, you know, drink it, that $5. His wife told him about it. He had nice woman. Well, the houses was closed. Mine and those, you know, the house. I had 2 houses that were left there. And, well, he stayed there a couple of days after 4th. He's ready to go back to work. You don't have no job. That's the right thing. Talk about it. Well, get ready. He had the girl who was 7 years old. Next boy's around. Oh, a couple of years younger, 5. The other one was Bambi. Bambi 3-4 months old. Come outside the porch, they had big porch outside, you know, there. Come outside the porch then, talk together with his wife, kids were there. And come down on the ground there, talk again, and my wife went there. And everyone. Kiss the kids, kiss his wife. Never see him anymore. was lost. I think when that boy come back, Mrs., how long ago?
What boy?
Oh, that people stays in our house. Forgot to get him to get back, you know. But you remember, 4th July? He come 4th July, can't stay 2-3 days there and come back. Kiss his family outside then, go no matter. Mahler.
Oh, Mahler.
Mahler.
Mahler?
Mahler, yeah. Mahler, yeah.
Mahler.
His boy comes... His boy comes around... around 15 years ago, you know.
Some his father.
He come up, he remember the house, was little fella, you know, the time left. You remember the house, you went to the house, nobody there. He asked him about us, and he come up our house.
Huh.
And I had a different house that time.
That's enough.
He come up with a box of beer.
Oh?
His son, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what was that at that time. I was out when I come back. And
you're working.
Yeah. I seen him. I don't remember. He was there. He was them fella. But he looks a little bit yet in his face, you know. And Queen, Mrs. Queen, turned away. I said, Jim, I said, what the hell you want that box for? Oh, just pep up a little bit. He been in the army too, you know. Pep up a little bit and... Well, that's the way your father pick up a little bit. That's what tomorrow left you folks. You don't see him anymore. Well, he said, I'm not like that yet. I'm not married yet, but if I'm married, I'm not going to be like that. That's why I come here to
find out for his death.
Find out my death. You're dead.